From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Police in London say a fatal attack at a park there was not terror-related. London police said Thursday that they found no evidence of radicalization to suggest terrorism after a Somali man stabbed a woman to death and wounded five other people in central London. Instead, they say the attack was likely triggered by mental health issues. Police arrested the 19-year-old man in Russell Square near the University of London after incapacitating him with a taser. The man, who has yet to be publicly named, is in police custody at a nearby hospital. Police identified the 60-year-old woman who was stabbed to death as an American citizen. She was treated at the scene by paramedics but pronounced dead shortly after. Three victims were released from the hospital early Thursday morning. The condition of two others was unknown. Police received a call about the attack in progress about 10:30 last night, local time, and within about 10 minutes, they arrived on the scene and subdued the attacker. The knife attack came the same day London officials announced an increase in armed police patrolling the city in an effort to prevent terror attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama has shortened the sentences of 214 inmates of U.S. federal prisons in what the White House called the largest batch of commutations on a single day in more than a century. The early release is part of Obama's effort to correct what he views as unreasonably long mandatory minimum sentences. The president's push to lessen the burden on nonviolent drug offenders reflects his long-stated view that the nation should remedy the consequences of decades of onerous sentencing rules, which have put tens of thousands of Americans behind bars for too long.